Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Live the Gospel, Share the Gospel, Be the Gospel. The scripture reading is 2 Thessalonians 3, 1-5. Thank you to Dave, Glynis, Debbie, and Don for being part of the video. Happy birthday this week to Stephen, Seth, and Barbara, and happy anniversary to Don and Barb.
We welcome you and ask you to come and take a seat. It is good to be here and to join with one another in our praise and our encouragement to one another. Birthdays. Happy birthday to Mary and to Dorothy. I'll make one comment before we pray. It was impressive, the coronation, which maybe one or two of you watched. What impressed me was the amount of references to God, to Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Surrounded by all of that visual beauty and pageantry of the coronation, this ancient ceremony of investing a monarch with their regal powers, but the powers were noted God. God's the power. Jesus Christ is the power. The Spirit is his power. So I found a reading in Daniel chapter 7. We studied Daniel, and that was one that I marked here, Don. Daniel 7, 13 and 14. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the beauty that surrounds us at this time of year, for the beauty in the hearts of the people that we know and love. We are just constantly amazed at the continual gift of grace that you provide each day in abundance. May our hearts be at rest in your presence. We ask you to help us recognize and respond to the needs of others. May we be your ambassadors of peace, of goodness, and mercy. As we come together to raise our voices in praise, to draw closer to one another and to you, give us understanding and compassion. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Good morning. So good to see all of you. I'm back from Ireland. Absolutely amazing. If you ever get the chance to go, Ireland is totally amazing. Its beauty is unsurpassed. I am not a huge fan of cities. They're, you know, a city is a city is a city. They're kind of nice to drive through, get a sense of it. But the countryside was unbelievable. Everyone says, oh, Ireland is green. And then you start to come into Ireland, and it's like, oh my goodness, it's so green. you just can't help but saying it. So I'm kind of on just coming off of Irish time. And so my first day back on Friday morning, I woke up at 6. Okay, that's not my usual time, just saying. Being retired, 6 is mighty early. And then I woke up early to watch the coronation yesterday. And so this morning I slept till a blissful 8:30 and am feeling much better. I was inspired by as Dave had said, the amount, it is a church service. The coronation of a king is a church service. And I was, like Dave, was quite inspired by how much God was there. And sort of coming off a trip where God was around every corner, this incredible beauty that I saw, and then coming back to this kind of crazy ceremony where I don't know if any of you looked at the news or anything, but it's over the top, like way over the top in terms of its ceremony. And but a scripture stood out to me that was read at the coronation. I've changed a couple of words just because it's more meaningful to those of us in Beamsville. So I'm reading to focus our mind on communion on Colossians 1, 2-6, and then 9-20 A. To God's holy people in Beamsville, and to those who view our service, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. Let's pray. Dearest Lord God, you truly are amazing that you would love us that much. It is beyond our comprehension, really, to understand how deep and wide your love is for us. God, that you would send Jesus, that he would go through such a horrible death for us, to reconcile us to you, that we would matter that much to you. It's breathtaking. It's amazing. And we praise you so much for that. And we praise Jesus so much for the sacrifice that he was willing to make. He knew all too well what it's like to be a human and to suffer. And for his suffering for us, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for the life that you have brought to us, for the creation that you give us, God, and we humbly come before you as we take communion, the bread and the wine, and remember how deeply you loved us, how much you pour yourself out for us, how you protect us. God, we are full with thinking of your love, and we pray as we take the bread and the wine that we would just be filled with the wonder of your goodness. God, we love you and we thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. The reading this morning is 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 1 through 5. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may be spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. We're preaching a series of going through the epistles. And today we're going to be looking in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, but I want to do something different. I really won't make many comments at all. What I'd like to do is listen to this wonderful sermon written by Paul and Silas and Timothy, and it will incorporate a few comments by me, but not very much. So if you would just listen to the word of the Lord. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your own sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. You welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers. Now, as apostles of Jesus Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel, but our lives as well, because you became so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. And you are witnesses, and so is God, how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you, and we dealt with you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. What is our hope, our joy, or the crown which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and our joy. That's how God feels about each one of us. And so, with these wonderful preachers, Paul, Silas, Timothy, Paul gathers a lot of information. He remembers wonderful friends and people, some who have already gone to heaven, some that are still there, some that are ill, some that are very, very strong in faith. And he writes it to everyone in this church at Thessalonica, an amazing place. And so Timothy has comments, but Paul writes about Timothy, and he says, "But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He's told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now, we really live. Since you are standing firm in the Lord, how can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as our does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you'll be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father, when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with glory." And then he says, "Finally, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are doing. For you know the instructions that we gave you by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he goes on and talks about a few other things. And then he comes and he says, "Oh, these beautiful words. Maybe I can ask the question before I read it. What is your ambition? What is your ambition?" This is what he says. "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anyone." And then he says, "According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have already died. For the Lord himself will come down. Picture this. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. He tells us what's going to happen to us in his good news. But there's still instruction. I mean, how can you supersede this? But he says, now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, when's this going to happen? We don't need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You're all sons of light and sons of the day. We don't belong to the night or the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who have died, fallen asleep, but let us be alert, self-controlled for what's going to happen. For those who sleep at night, those who get drunk, usually get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, rather to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we're awake or asleep, may we live together with him. That we may live together with the Lord and with him. Therefore, encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Encouragement. And so, at the end of this book, he says some final instructions. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you and warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Then he says these words, be joyful always. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Don't put out the Holy Spirit's fire. Don't treat prophecies with contempt. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. And then he says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among the churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials that you are enduring. And this is evidence that God's judgment is right. And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, in which sometimes that you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. And then he says, we pray that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you. That's a prayer, I think, for all of us. We pray that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But listen, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will come until the rebellion occurs, when the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Satan will be no more. But we always want to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by God, because from the beginning, God chose you. From the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or by mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. And finally, brothers and sisters, please pray for us, Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Please pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful. And he will protect you. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing will, that you are doing his will, and continue to do those things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's perseverance. And then these last words. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And I think those are beautiful words that we can repeat. And here is the encouragement from Paul, Silas, and Timothy to you and I. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
This has been a good day. Good sermon, good talk at the table. You inspired me to do something that I don't normally do, photocopying from the Bible. It's time to get a large print Bible or so I can read. But we have a photocopier, so that's good. I'm at the photocopier, arranging my thoughts and a scripture reading, this one. And because it's wirelessly connected, it starts to copy something that I didn't do, and out pops this paper. Okay, well, I'm nosy. It's a scripture. Well, it's not the one I picked, but it's the one Debbie read. And I'm going, that's weird, because the scripture I picked was the verses right before that, that Don used in his sermon. I didn't know he was going to. But because Glynis made a little personal touch, and as Jan said, are you rewriting the Bible? I thought I would like to personalize the scriptures. It's easy to say, this is a letter written by Paul to the Thessalonians, and he says, you. I want to say, me. It's written to us, too, not just the Thessalonians. So to incorporate this and personalize it, I'm not trying to rewrite the Bible, but I would like to personalize the idea. So stand firm. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 through 17. But I ought to always thank God for myself. Brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God chose me to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called me to this through our gospel, and I might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold to the teachings he passed on to me, whether by word or mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved me and by his grace gave me eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage my heart and strengthen me in every good deed and word. Let that be our closing prayer. Take it with you. Be strengthened in every good deed and word.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.